Trump threatens to close border as migrant caravan doubles. Written by R. Court Kirkwood. Thursday, October, 18, 2018. The swarm of Hondurans marching through Guatemala has doubled in size in the last few days, and President Trump has threatened to shut down the border with Mexico if the migrant caravan isn't stopped. The poverty-stricken horde, most likely largely illiterate, has grown from some 2,000 just days ago to 4,000 now. Meanwhile, The Washington Post divulged, the Border Patrol has caught nearly 400,000 illegals in fiscal 2018. Latest figures on size, apprehension. NBC reported the latest figure of 4,000 for the size of the horde, and Mexico has put 500 more federales on the border with Guatemala, citing U.S. government documents. But now, as if in a military operation, the network reported, the caravan has split into two groups and is approaching the Mexico-Guatemala border amid a surge in border crossings on the U.S.-Mexico border. Meanwhile, the U.S. Border Patrol agents are catching illegal aliens at a record pace. In September, U.S. Border Patrol agents apprehended more than 41,400 undocumented immigrants, up from 37,544 in August, according to numbers not yet released publicly but obtained by NBC News, but that's September. According to the Washington Post, the border cops arrested 396,579 illegals along the Mexico border this fiscal year, 30% more than through the same time for 2017. Last year, the Post reported, illegal immigration dropped to a 56-year low. The number of families are staggering as well. Border Patrol agents arrested 16,658 family members in September, the highest one-month total on record and an 80% increase from July, the Post reported, citing unpublished Department of Homeland Security statistics, even worse, such as the surge that the illegals are simply released. Large groups of 100 or more Central American parents and children have been crossing the Rio Grande and the deserts of Arizona to turn themselves in, and after citing a fear of return, the families are typically assigned a court date and released from custody. Children, unsurprisingly, are the tip of the invasion army's spear. Reported the Post. The latest DHS figures show 107,212 members of family units were taken into custody during fiscal 2018, obliterating the previous high of 77,857 set in 2016. The number of unaccompanied alien children and single adults apprehended remained essentially unchanged last month, another indication that more migrants who might have traveled alone in the past are now bringing children with them. Over the weekend, the Post reported, border agents collared 1,900 illegals. Trump reacts. As the New American reported on Tuesday, Guatemalan police have permitted the migrants to pass through, foraging as they can like an invading army. Guatemalan sympathizers, as the Associated Press reported in yet another sob story, are providing their provender. The wire service provided the lachrymose tale of another marcher who needs asylum because he is fleeing poverty and fears he might be killed. 4 years ago his mother was murdered, and his brother was also shot, AP reported. I am carrying the documents to prove I'm not lying, he told the wire service. I want to seek political asylum in the United States and help my family, AP's crack reporter did not elaborate on what that proof might be. Trump is impervious, apparently, to the woeful stories. Three warning tweets came 10 minutes apart. I am watching the Democrat Party led because they want open borders and existing weak laws assault on our country by Guatemala, Honduras and El Salvador, whose leaders are doing little to stop this large flow of people, including many criminals, from entering Mexico to U.S., in addition to stopping all payments to these countries, which seem to have almost no control over their population. I must, in the strongest of terms, ask Mexico to stop this onslaught, and if unable to do so I will call up the U.S. military and close our southern border. The assault on our country at our southern border, including the criminal elements and drugs pouring in, is far more important to me, as president, than trade or the USMCA. Hopefully Mexico will stop this onslaught at their northern border. All Democrats fault for weak laws. Luis Arriaga, the U.S. ambassador to Guatemala, warned the migrant marchers to go home in a tweeted video, "If you try to enter the United States, you will be detained and deported," he said. "Return to your country. Your attempt to migrate will fail." Subscribe to The New American and listen to more by clicking podcast on the top right corner of our homepage. Also, please consider donating to help us push out more content for you, our listeners.